This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
All right, let's get started. Content, access, and mediums. I like to break down things so that we can clearly and simply accelerate in the trajectory where you want to be or better. And, you know, traveling through all the different cities this week, I went back to something that a lot of people may not even know. I mean, a lot of people know that I ran the most notable sports agency and that we do the podcast, TV show, books, speak, code, all the different things that we do. But before that, I was a technology person. In fact, the reason I got hired into sports by Lee Steinberg was because of my technology background of Sand Hill Road, of contacts and mediums, and the extraordinary Lee Steinberg saw the future in sports with technology and mediums or media. And so that's why I got hired. I was the CEO of the world's first smartphone. They called in 1999 convergence device. If you want to see it, Google PC-ePhone. It was the first Windows smartphone ever. And that was a long time ago now. But that's why I got hired into sports. And ironically, as I was traveling this week from Houston to Mexico City to Orlando, it became very apparent we haven't changed our strategies of what I thought is the secret to business. And we're going to start with content, access, and mediums. And if you're not looking at your business in the respect of content, access, and mediums, we're going to be a mistake. So in the realm of content, I think is the most obvious to everyone. The speech theory, which I've labeled or named from Shakespeare, and I don't know how he knew this thousands of years ago, but Shakespeare said something that never has held more true, which is the whole world is your stage. The whole world is your stage. And that means that you now, your content is for the whole world. It's not just for your foursome, for your church group, for your local community around the courthouse in Indiana. If the whole world is our stage, then we want to make sure that we are capturing what is most important to us and making sure that is provided to the whole world in its best format. And so in order to do that, we need to look at things a little bit differently. We, you know, I saw one of my friends, Ryan Pineda, with Gary Vaynerchuk, another one of my friends, and the content that was put up or captured was for the primary purpose of showing that Ryan was with Gary. And, you know, it was like following him in a hallway. Gary was hurrying on stage and Ryan was walking with him for literally like 10 seconds. And so looking at that content, you know, I look at it and say, does that serve each of these people to their essence? And to understand content, we have to understand essence. We have to understand frequency. We have to understand what it is that we're going to either attract or resonate with. And those are two different things with content. Content either attracts people or it just resonates with people. Both are the positive responses that we want from content in which we capture. And knowing that, we have to modify the content as well. And so when we have content, how do we know what content to post? That's the most common questions my clients and friends and community asked. How do you know what to post? I feel weird. And what is occurring is a lot of people think that we need to produce content. And producing means that we have to be something that we're not. You know, we have to create some production of what is not. But at its core, the most important thing about content that you capture is the essence of the content. And the essence of the content is, does this represent some sort of skill that I possess, some sort of knowledge that I possess, some sort of desire, inspiration that I possess? Remember the great separation that is occurring today between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. What exists between I am and what I think I am is a production, is this produced false stand in front of cars you don't own, houses you don't own, trying to impress people, buying things you don't need, impressing people you don't like. The key to content is actually understanding what I want to attract and who I want this to resonate with. And so as people pursue an outcome of having millions and millions of followers, but they're not thinking about who am I attracting and what and who does this resonate with, they wonder why they live in this great separation between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. And they don't achieve their goals. So they may have false or fake followers. They may have a spend to attract more followers. But in the end, they don't have people that will buy cars or financial planning or hire them to be a coach or speak or watch their TV shows or their podcast, because all they're concerned about is what they want people to think they are, and they're not attracting the people who hire them. They're not attracting the people to a community of people, a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. They're not attracting or resonating with the people that will buy from them for life, whether it's their product, service, or solution, or ideas. Even worse, they're not attracting or resonating with people that will sell for them for life. The greatest companies in the world and the content in the world have a community of people that buy from them and sell for them. And the key is the content that we are capturing best captures our essence, in which is going to attract more of the people that we want and resonate with more of the people that we want. Your content, just like you, are not going to attract everyone. And it's definitely not going to resonate with everyone. You want to be very specific, because the whole world is your stage, to attract the people that you want and resonate with the people that you want. And so if we start looking at what we are doing and capture what we are doing to create content, what we are doing that best represents the people that resonate with us and that we want to attract, slowly but surely, the characteristics of energy, the aggregation, the compounding and acceleration of a community of people that want to help each other, know people that can help each other, that's going to buy from us and sell for us, will start growing. And you don't need 200 million people or 10 million people or even 1 million. You wouldn't be able to handle it. If all of the people in your community were people that want to help you and you can help, and that want and know people that can help you and vice versa, you can handle that many people. Along the way, you'll get observers. Along the way, you'll get followers. Along the way, you'll have ups and downs of certain content that hit millions of people. But in the end, the only people that matter are derived from content that you create that best represents your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, your essence, that is aligned with the community that you want to build, that will attract more of the community that you want to build and resonate with more of the community that you want to build. Now, once we understand content, we look at the second component, accessibility. Who do we want to be accessible to from the content that we create. And this is a matter of relativity, but goes beyond who we want to access our content. It goes to the opposite as well. What do we want to access from our content? A lot of my content that I create that is representative of my skills, my knowledge, and desire is to access information myself. So if you watch any of the shows that I do, from the playbook to office hours, even to 2-minute drill, it's about what are people listening for and what can I learn? I call it an MBA in a day. This week's been insane. I call it 2 MBAs in a day because of the amount of content that I have surrounded myself with and how accessible and what I was accessing in that content. And so in order to see and to feel this access, we have to look at 4 different realms. How am I accessing or how am I accessible in person? So for example, everywhere that I go, every city that I go to, I do a meetup in person. I invite everyone in the community, the people who share this resonance, this essence that have been attracted into my community to meet in person so that people have access to me in person and I have access to them. I attend many different events so that I am accessible in person. I come early, I leave late. I'm accessible in person, which, by the way, creates content that is at my essence. And everything that has this common thread, this vertebrae, this spine that runs through these vertebrae of my essence builds on the community as well. 2, via email. I'm accessible by email. I access information. I'm accessible to others to give information. That is what captured at my essence, both again, attracting and resonating with the community that I want to build of people that want to buy from me and sell for me, people who want to help me and know people that help me and vice versa. Understanding access via email creates systems so that you can be more accessible by email and you can access more information by email. The next realm is a very good phone. I'm accessible by phone. I give out my phone number, not just my text number, which is 949-298-2905, which is a text community. So I created a community of people from the content that I've captured, guests that I have, the skills, the knowledge, and desire that's attracting more people to that text number, which is 949-298-2905, but also making me accessible and allowing me to access information. I have to use my own text message to tell me and remind me where I'm going to be. So for me, I'm going to be this weekend in LA. We have a meet in LA, VIP dinner. We have a mastermind, and we're going to the Charger game. And so next week, I'll be in San Francisco, I'll be in San Diego, and I'll be in Miami. And that's how I invite people to come and access the content that I do in person via the community of people that I've aggregated and resonate with the skills, knowledge, and desire that I have via the phone. I also give out my cell phone number, 858-688-3294. And people think it's insane. But the only people that will call me and leave a message to me, the only people will were people that I truly resonate with. The other people, they fall away. They wouldn't want to say if they're not attracted to or don't resonate with what I'm saying or have appropriate information or content for me to access or for them to access from me. And so giving out my cell phone number, I was in, like I said, on Wednesday in Mexico City at the convention center, Tom Brady and Chicharito, Tom Bilyeu. We were keynoting this huge event. I gave out my cell phone number. People are like, is that really your cell phone number? Yes. Well, believe it or not, with 10,000 people there at the convention center, I've received one phone call. Tons of different text messages, but one phone call. And I told people, hey, I know it sounds insane, but what happens is people are too afraid to call. In fact, I'm telling you right now that you're going to be too afraid to call. But the reason that I don't get many phone calls is that people are resonating with what I'm saying, attracted to our community. So they're not going to just call me to call me. They're going to call me when they need accessibility and have something can be of service or hopefully ask for help. But most people, as you know, they love to give and they're too afraid to leave because they live in a zero sum game and they feel like they're taking away when they're asking for help instead of living in a value add world, one in which everyone is accessible to what we do. And so understanding the content we create is crucial to resonate with everyone, but also to be accessible via in person, on the phone, via email. And then finally, the social silo that's been created, understand the accessibility of media, not just traditional media, which can be captured as well and put through the ringer again, but social media. And the biggest misnomer and the biggest lesson of the idea of accessibility via social media or media in general is that you are dealing with a silo, and that I call it the Orange County housewife effect, that when you start capturing your essence and making it accessible in person, on the phone, via email and media, you have created this community, which is a silo. And for your community, a community that has been attracted to your essence and resonates with your essence, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, you are an Orange County housewife. Those people are watching you every single day. They know all the different things about your essence. They know you're married to your kids. They know where you're traveling. They've read your books. They've watched your podcast. They've listened to you speak. They've been on and watched your shows. They've seen you at the airport. They've seen you on Apple TV. They've seen you on Bloomberg. They've seen you every single where. Why? Because they're there every day at your frequency and neighborhood. They are buying from you those ideas and selling for you those ideas. And the bigger that community, the bigger the silo, the greater the value. And the value is derived from what can you do for them and what can they do for you? Who do they know and who do you know in order to facilitate more people that are attracted to that frequency and also resonate with that frequency? But it's very important under the guise of access to not only hold true to your content, not produce content that is, I hope people think this of me, but instead content that I am. These are my skills, my knowledge, and my desire. If you resonate or are attracted to it, come and join our community, like the Breakfast of Champions. And that's why we all are here. That's why we've had over 87,000 people register for the webinar that has created the Free Friday training for over 24 years. Yes, an overnight success, 24 years. I've been creating content. I haven't been capturing it, but I've been creating content that is at my essence, that has been attracting and resonating with people who are at the same frequency of the skills, the knowledge, and the desires which we talk about. And the silo is so difficult because it creates separation, because everybody thinks that they, if they're watching you every day, that everybody must know you or everybody must resonate. As the person who creates and captures the content and makes it accessible and accesses the people and their ideas, what they're listening for, and to create more content that resonates and attracts more people of the same frequency, creating a bigger and bigger neighborhood, a higher and higher frequency, a greater and greater awareness in order to learn to love what we do and allow us to learn the secrets in which it holds, that we feel that everyone must know what we know. Everyone must be in our silo. I'm sorry to tell you, The Rock has a silo. Kim Kardashian has a silo. The president has a silo. Everybody has their own silo. And it is to a size, scope, and scale to which they put their energy to in person, on the phone, via email and media. We need to understand content to align with our frequency. We need to understand how we are accessible to others and how are we accessing our community, building a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. The final part of this training, and we do have a training guide, everyone, by the way. So the training guide is available for you. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. More than happy to give you this. This is a recipe for success of community. You know, so I probably rename the guide Recipe of Success, because the bigger the community that you have of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other, they buy from you and sell for you. That's what I've been doing with Apple for years. And I was a huge IBM ThinkPad RIM 957 BlackBerry pager guy. And, you know, some person in first class years and years ago, when I had opened my ThinkPad and took half the flight and half my battery to boot up because of viruses and how slow it worked, just opened up his Macintosh six times in the process. And I said, man, I could use it. I wish I was a teacher or an artist. And he said, no, you can use it. I'm like, well, doesn't have PowerPoint, Excel, or Word? He said, oh, yes, it does. And then he sold me my first Apple product. Since then, I've bought millions of dollars from them and sold millions of dollars this way this man sold it to me for them. And that's what we're doing. Whether it's a product, service, solution, whatever it may be, we have a community of people that buy from and sell for. We have a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. Because why? They keep attracting more people at the same frequency, and they keep resonating with more and more people at the same frequency, because we've captured the content and made it accessible in person, via email, and social media. The last one changes the fastest, and it's mediums. Mediums sway back and forth. If somebody would have told me before COVID that voice was going to be a popular medium in things like Clubhouse or XM Sirius or audiobooks would be preferred over YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, I would have thought that was insane. In order to utilize all the mediums and have an open-end architecture to be available, accessible, your content, your frequency to be available and accessible, we need to make sure that we're modifying our content, aligned with the essence that we carry, the skills, and knowledge, and desire for each and every medium. When I'm focused in on not only my essence and how I'm going to capture my essence in person, on the phone, in social media, how am I going to be accessible in person, on the phone, email, and social media? But what mediums am I going to be seen on? And there's so many: LinkedIn and Facebook fan page and Reel and TikTok and YouTube and stages and billboards and TV, audio book, audio Clubhouse, audio XM Sirius Radio, every single one of those mediums, I have my content, and I create a matrix to take my essence that's captured and make it accessible by modifying that and then perpetuating it onto the platforms, these mediums. And then I can create more content from actually capturing what I've captured on certain mediums. So if, you know, for example, they do a feature article, which is a great ego story, on the American Airlines American Way magazine, which nobody looks at anymore, especially during COVID, and when my dream came true, my ego-based bucket list dream of showing into that American Way magazine, and realized that during COVID, December and January issue, nobody was going to be looking at it. And if anybody did, they weren't going to remember, recollect, or remind themselves or build my brand, other than people who already knew me were congratulating me for being in and having a feature article in there. But it wasn't until I made fun of myself and created a live and kind of held up the magazine and showed it and said, what an idiot I am. I thought this somehow validated me. I think somehow this creates more of the energy crisis between who I am and who I want people to think I am. But in essence, I was attracting more people that have radical humility and a good sense of humor and resonate with me into my community. But I was able to use not the magazine medium in which to effectuate and resonate and attract my essence. I was actually now, because I captured that and made it more accessible, I transcended magazine medium, which, you know, is an antiquated today medium that people don't like. It doesn't mean in the future people will go back to magazines. You never know what's going to happen. But I was able to transcend the magazine or the billboard or the radio show or the TV show or the airport show, all the things that I do, into all the other mediums of Facebook, fan pages, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, etc. And I'm able to use it in the future as well. If you're not looking at your essence, if you're not taking inventory of who you are, not who you want people to think you are, you're not capturing who you are, your skills, your knowledge of who and what, your desire, if you're not capturing those essence, you won't attract the same. You won't attract the same, and you won't resonate with the same. And that's what builds that community of people that will help each other, know people that can help each other. That's the community of people that will buy from you and sell for you. That is the people for life that will build and build and be accessible to you and from you. And you just have to modify it, perpetuate it, and remodify it, and perpetuate it. Building your silo, because the world is your state. Capture, modify, amplify, and perpetuate.